Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets with Dog Days number 22 and audio boo from me to you. I realized I haven't been doing my little catchphrase that I did before with audio boo. And assuming I keep on doing these, which I think I am going to do, except maybe not on a daily basis. I don't know, you may think that is a good thing or a bad thing. But I think I am going to continue on with this audio booing. I find it's interesting. It's an interesting exercise for me to get something. Though I like to think, I like to pretend there's somebody listening to these little five-minute things, and it's a nice mental exercise for me to say something as succinctly as 5 minutes. Because, as you know, I can talk well over the 5 minutes. I was thinking what a great summer this has been, because I've been quite active, mostly on Saturday mornings, but I've been doing lots of interesting things on Saturdays this summer. And I came up with the little, you know, alliterative, I think that's the name of the term, phrase, satisfying summer Saturday sojourns. Been doing lots of things this summer. You know, when my girls were little, there always seemed to be some kind of Saturday thing that we would be doing as a family, something related usually to something they were involved in, and we would get up and we would go and do those kinds of things. But once they were, you know, grown and off to college and off on their own lives and things like that, Saturdays have been more sleep-in times. Now, if you talk to my wife, Saturdays have been sleep-in times for me through the years. It wasn't like it was every Saturday we would get up and do the family things, you know. I used to go out and do ham radio kinds of things, and this year I become radioactive again, and at least to a certain extent, and went to at least one Saturday morning ham radio fest, and did a little ham radio kind of podcast call-in for Hacker Public Radio on that very subject of that ham radio fest that I went to. We went once again, as we have off and on for several years now, to the Scottish Festival, and went to that on a Saturday, had a good time at that, and saw my cousin, who was back up here in Missouri, up from Louisiana, for some work that he does with young men. And so that was a good time. My wife and I went on an excursion over there to St. Louis, and stayed at a bed and breakfast, and we were up on Saturday morning and looking around in the town there that we were staying in, and a bed and breakfast at Washington, Missouri, as well as heading over to wineries and things like that. So that was fun. And then I have been also involved with Maker Group here in town. Talked a little bit about that. About how I was up in Parkville helping out last Saturday with a group of local Kansas City makers. They have done a mini maker fair. In fact, kind of started the whole mini maker fair and maker fair kind of movement here in Kansas City a couple years before the big maker fair ever came. Talked about that. So once again, the people up in Parkville had that Parkville days, and I went up to the tent and helped out on the Saturday of that, so that was fun. And of course, I'm on my way to Tai Chi, and I have become active with Tai Chi finally. I've been saying for years, and even using books or video to kind of study Tai Chi movements, but it was really, from that point, just the movements, and what I have found to be so worthwhile in terms of the Tai Chi, of course, is a lot of it is about the breathing exercises and the meditative aspect of it that we do before the class. In fact, probably the most health beneficial part of it is that part of the class. And I've also mentioned how much I enjoy the discussion that we have of sensations and the mental exercise that we go through. And the movement, of course, is not hurting me in any way, shape, or form. So I've been quite active here instead of sleeping in on Saturdays, and I found it to be quite enjoyable. And I'm not sure I have anything else to say.